Hello, everyone. You are now watching the review of page 13 of the QSR. This is part of a series that goes through the entire QSR, and it will be found on FragConnect in the library. Probably going to be in training. So we'll have a review on all the pages, and today we have Cindy Rayfield, who's going to give us a review of page 13. So I'm going to share my screen, and then when the page pops up, then Cindy will go ahead and take over. So just give me a second here. And then, Cindy, whenever you see that page, feel free to take it away.
Okay, it's loading here. Hi, everyone. Cindy Rayfield, and I'm going to give you an overview of what I do with this page, what I tell people when I'm working with a client. This is a core competencies page, and it really helps people to understand, I think, you know, where they tested, what their competencies might be. But it's based on information that they give us. So I always want to make that clear to people, because every once in a while somebody will say, gosh, I'm a top sales manager, and I'm not coming up as, you know, really high in sales. So a lot of times what I tell people in that case is, yes, I would have also expected you to be higher in sales, but it's not a red flag. I mean, you still have competency in sales. It just could be how you answer the question. And for a lot of people, that helps to make them feel comfortable. So in this particular case, I do tell them where they came up the highest. Their primary one, in this particular case on this screen, is administrative and management. That lets them know what they're really good at is helping to get projects done. My guess would be that this may be an achiever-type personality. But the secondary one is the client relationship and management and support. So I just tell people what they really seem to be good at is management on one side, managing people, and then on the other side, helping the clients to get what they need. So when they're working with customers or clients, they're very good at that. Generally, I see people nodding their heads in this particular case. And most people would agree that the core competencies are pretty spot on. In some cases, they may feel, again, like they didn't score high enough in sales. I really just try to calm those nerves and say, hey, this is a picture of today. It depends on the way you answered certain questions. So don't be concerned if you're not number one in sales. What I look for as a consultant when I'm looking at these core competencies is to make sure that they have competencies in all of these areas to some degree. I do tell clients that if there's a red flag, I may see a red flag, and that would be if you're really low in something. And then we'll just talk about it. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't make a good business owner, but we'll talk about it a little bit. So if they score really low on sales, it could be that they gave themselves a really poor rating in sales ability or sales interest. So we'll talk about what that means. It could be that there's something that came up in their profile that's leading them to have a lower score in sales. That brings up a conversation for us to say, okay, here's what I mean when I'm saying sales. I don't necessarily mean door-to-door sales. I don't necessarily mean, the cold calling. People equate that with sales, and that may be what they have in their head when they're going through this profile. So I really try to calm those nerves a little bit. But we talk about things. If they're extremely low in something, that's when the conversation comes up to really help them understand what it means. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be a great business owner. It's just a matter of talking it out and really uncovering where they feel like they have competencies and where they feel like they might need a little bit of work. As a consultant, I'm really just looking for something across the board that helps us to understand that they do have competencies in all these areas, because a lot of these competencies are what is needed to run a great business. And then we move on to the next page. Megan, is there anything else that I need to include here, or does that kind of give an idea of what people want to hear?
Yeah, I think that'll about do it. So as she said, the QSR, each one of these pages, as we're reviewing them, it's important to keep in mind that there's some solid things that will remain true for anyone in any case that you just want to make sure that you remember. But a lot of the things, you're going to have to, for the new associates coming in, you're going to have to look at these and think, what is it that I need to look for, and then what are the things that I will kind of, as I progress and become more comfortable with the process, kind of zero on as my own personal style and way of going through this. So each of these are just different ways that people view this. And again, there are those solid things that will not change. And I think that Cindy did a really good job of covering page 13. So thank you for that, Cindy. And again, right, everybody, this will be on Fran Connect along with the rest of the pages for you to review when you would like. Okay, so thank you so much.
Thanks.